The high school football season is all done, except for the championships. But we have to wait 10 more days for those games. The first championship to be decided this year is one we're interested in. The Class A tilt between the top two ranked teams as number one Bold takes on number two Blooming Prairie at 10 a.m. on Black Friday the 29th, right here on Power 96 Sports and streaming on our website, kqprfm.com. And then the rest of the games are played one at a time over 2 days at U.S. Bank Stadium. At 1 o'clock on Black Friday is the 2A title game between Minneapolis North and Caledonia. The 4A tilt between SMB Wolfpack and Ricori is at 4. And at 7 is the 6A championship between Champlin Park and Wayzata. And then Saturday the 30th, the 9-man title will be decided between Mountain Lake Area and Hancock at 10 a.m. 3A, Piers versus Dassel Cokato at 1 o'clock. And it wraps up with St. Thomas Academy and Chaska at 4 in the 5A championship. The 2-2 Albert Lee Tiger girls hockey team is in action at home tonight versus Northfield. It might be a tough assignment, seeing as Northfield went 13-0 in the conference last year. Now, I mentioned this during the weekend sports, and I think it bears repeating. No matter how you feel about Kirk Cousins' job as Vikings quarterback, the numbers don't lie. You know, Brett Favre had a pretty good 2-year run with the Vikes. He played 29 games in purple. He had 44 touchdown passes and 26 interceptions. Through 27 games as a Viking, Kirk Cousins has 51 touchdown passes and only 13 interceptions. So he's played two less games than Favre in the purple, but he has 7 more touchdown passes and 13 less picks than the great Brett Favre did in purple. Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports.